Good morning, and welcome to another edition of Sunday Morning Jewish Memories, where we'd like to interview someone from the Jewish community, find out about their Jewish roots, find out one of their favorite Jewish memories, one of their favorite Jewish jokes, and have them choose one of their favorite Jewish composers, singers, or writers. This morning we're talking with Rabbi Boaz Heilman, who's a rabbi at Temple B'nai Israel in Laconia, New Hampshire, and also Rabbi Emeritus at Congregation B'nai Torah in Sudbury. Good morning, Rabbi.
Well, good morning, Jersey Hal. It's a pleasure to be here on a program that I've been listening to for years and supporting, Chagigah. Great program. Thank you for having me here.
My pleasure. One of the things we like to do, Rabbi, is to find out about your Jewish journey.
Well, it started, of course, when I was born a year and a half after the State of Israel was born, 68 years ago. Son of Holocaust survivors, each with their own story, obviously, and growing up in a country that was made up of survivors. At the age of 12, the family moved to the United States, to the Los Angeles area. And I stayed here. They went back, and 10 years later, I stayed through my college education. I received a degree in music, and then I went back to Israel, where I served in the Israeli army and played music, played piano specifically, and got involved in Jewish musical life in Israel. Came back to the United States, started a family over here, and became more and more involved in Jewish education while I was pursuing a career as a concert pianist. But little by little, the Jewish journey took over, so that 20 years ago, I announced to the family pretty much, hey, I'm going to become a rabbi. And nobody laughed. So we began the journey together, and I've been rabbi. This is my 21st year at this point.
We love to hear about your favorite Jewish memories.
Well, one of my favorite that I recall, I must have been about 7 or 8, and a friend of the family was going to celebrate a bar mitzvah in a kibbutz. I grew up on that kibbutz. We left it, but we were coming back for this bar mitzvah. And I remember being picked up and taken on, I believe it was a horse-drawn wagon at the time, across muddy fields to the kibbutz, across from Netanya, where I grew up, kibbutz Tel Yitzchak, and participating in that bar mitzvah. We saw many of the wildflower, and it was all mud. It was really amazing. Today it's all built up, of course. It's the modern state of Israel.
We love to hear Jewish jokes on Sunday Morning Memories, Rabbi.
This is one of my favorite jokes. A Jew gets stranded on a desert island, and he's there for 10 years all alone with nothing to do. So he begins building a city, and in the city he builds 2 synagogues. One day, miraculously, a ship arrives. The captain disembarks and comes to the island and says, oh, we've been looking for you. What have you been doing in the last 10 years? Hey, let me show you around, captain. He takes him around, shows him the beautiful cities created. And the captain says, but why are there 2 synagogues? There's only one of you. And our Jew says, well, this one I worship in. The other one I don't set foot in.
It's interesting, Rabbi. I hear that joke over and over again. What do you think the meaning of that joke is?
The meaning is that we are free to think and feel and be ourselves, and yet we are one people.
Music's always important on Chagigah and Sunday Morning Memories, and we enjoy when someone chooses their favorite song. Tell us why you chose this song, and tell us what it means to you, Rabbi.
If I had to choose one song out of the many, many that I've come to love and sing all the time, it would be Al Kol Ele by Naomi Shemer. Naomi Shemer accompanied Israel's growth for the many decades that she lived. And this particular song bridges, Al Kol Ele, bridges the past and the future for me. It's the first song that my wife sang to our firstborn child, our daughter Hannah, when she was born. She was holding her in her arms and singing Al Kol Ele, and that bridges to me the past as well as the future of my own life, of my family's life, and of my people's life.
This morning we've been talking with Rabbi Boaz Heilman of Temple B'nai Israel in Laconia, New Hampshire. A pleasure being with you today.
Thank you. Thank you, Jersey Hal.
And we'll leave you this morning with Naomi Shemer, who sings just this wonderful song, right here on Sunday Morning Jewish Memories.
על האיש השב הביתה מן המרחק אנא שמור לי על כל אלה